We begin by taking three deep breaths. And with each in-breath, we check that our spine is straight, our body is aligned. If we are sitting, let's put the soles of our feet touching the ground so that we have stability. If we are cross-legged, make sure your knees are supported by cushions or they can reach the mat or the surface you're sitting on. Make sure your spine is straight, your head is aligned with your back. And with each out-breath, scan your body from top to bottom, releasing all points of tension, all anxiety. Any knots that you perceive in your muscles, consciously relax them. As you breathe out, also bring down all the lung, all the wind, the prana that is being agitated and has come up to your head. Bring it down towards your belly, towards the navel chakra. Consciously bring it down as you relax all the muscles. And find that groundedness of your body, of your mind. Now let your breath take its natural rhythm without controlling it, without modifying it. Just relaxing with each out-breath more deeply. And waiting until the next in-breath comes by itself. Again, with each out-breath, we consciously not only relax, but bring all the agitation, all the worries, all the concerns to settle as we bring all the energy of our prana associated with these emotions, with these afflictions. Come down to the navel. And leave it there. You can feel aroundness in your abdomen receiving every in-breath and settling down. Let's remain a few minutes. Just letting our body find that stillness like a mountain. Our respiration take its natural rhythm. As it gets more and more subtle, more and more relaxed. And let our minds also settle, releasing all thoughts, worries, concerns about the past, about the future. Letting mind just dwell in this moment without thoughts even about the present. Voluntary thoughts. If involuntary thoughts arise, let them be. Let them arise and pass without grasping. Let your mind settle as well. Connect it to your body. Connect it to your breath. And as we continue relaxing and focusing on the breath, set an intention, an inspiration, motivation for this practice. Think of the current events in the world and the time you have right now to dedicate to meditation practice, and include all other sentient beings in your aspiration. May this meditation benefit us, but also our friends who are doing this meditation with us, and that this has a positive impact in those around us, that we can spread calm, peace, and equanimity at the same time that we act in the best way we can, always motivated by compassion and wisdom. Now become aware of any emotion you're experiencing right now, or you've been experiencing for the past days and weeks. Become aware of the thoughts, fears, feelings you've been experiencing. And if you notice the muscles of your face getting tight, or any muscle in your body, consciously relax it. Now, with this awareness of our feelings, our emotions, let's ask ourselves what kind of mind we want to cultivate, what kind of emotions we want to cultivate, what can be most beneficial in these times. And with this in mind, visualize in front of you, at the level of your forehead, the Buddha Shakyamuni, or any Buddha that inspires you, Padmasambhava, Tara, or any master that inspires you. Try to visualize this presence very clearly, a presence of love, wisdom, compassion. and request in your mind, in your own words, in your own thoughts, request to receive all the blessings, all the help, all the inspiration. To transform your mind into the same compassion and wisdom. Recognize that this presence is a projection of your own primordial consciousness, your Buddha nature. Visualize now that from the forehead of this Buddha presence, where there is a lotus with an Om syllable, white in color, in this forehead chakra, comes out a ray of white light, spinning clockwise, very fast, and reaches your own head chakra, at the level of your forehead, in the center of your head, where there's another Om white syllable. As you receive this ray of light, it will fill all your body from bottom to top in white light, white nectar, purifying all aspirations of actions we've done with our body. And as we feel our body as if we were filling a glass with milk, we visualize dark smoke coming from all the pores of our body. And we fill completely with light. As we do this, visualizing the ray of light, we recite three times the syllable Om together. So I'm going to unmute all of you so that we can do it all together. Take a deep breath. Inhale. We feel completely purified with this white light. We rest for a moment in that feeling. And now we visualize a red syllable A in the throat chakra of the Buddha figure and ourselves. We see a ray of red light spinning clockwise very fast and bringing that red light to our throat chakra. As it enters into our body, it fills us completely with red light. And as it fills our body, we see dark spheres representing the negativities of speech coming out or floating on this red nectar, and they come out through our ears, eyes, nose, and mouth, purifying all excretions of speech as we recite the syllable "ah" 3 times. Make sure you say it out loud if you have chance to do it. And we rest in that feeling, completely purified in that red light, with all our speech having been purified. Now we visualize a blue syllable home at the heart chakra of our Buddha or Master, and we visualize it in our heart chakra as well. We visualize blue ray of light coming out from this heart chakra, coming into our heart chakra, purifying all aspirations of our mind as soon as it touches our blue syllable home in our heart. It fills us completely with blue light and dissipates darkness instantly, as when you come into a dark room and turn on the switch of light, the darkness is dissipated completely. And we visualize this while we recite the syllable home 3 times. We rest in that blue light, feeling our mind has been completely purified. We rest for a moment in that feeling. And now we visualize 3 rays of light with the 3 colors coming to our forehead, our throat, and our heart simultaneously. As we recite the 3 syllables 3 times, we visualize rainbow light filling our body. Inhale deeply. We rest in this multicolor light, filling our body made of light. I'm feeling completely peaceful, happy, rested. Purified. Now from our heart, we send all this rainbow light in all directions, reaching every sentient being in this planet. Purifying them, giving them strength, healing them, protecting them as we wish them to be well, happy, free of all sufferings, free of the coronavirus, free of any obstacles. We do this for a few minutes with each out-breath. We can also think that these rays of light, multicolor light, rainbow light, reach the doctors, the nurses, everybody who is doing something to stop the epidemic, to help people. With gratitude, we send this light, wishing them to have all the means, all the strength to do their work, and that they have a strong system so that they don't get sick. We send this light to the governors of all the world so that they have a clear mind, they can act with compassion, with wisdom, make their best decisions to protect all humanity. And we send these rays of light beyond this world to all the beings that have passed away, that are in the transition of dying right now. And we wish them that they have a smooth, peaceful transition, that they can find teachers, Buddhas, beings who assist them on their path to continue developing until they reach enlightenment. We also expand this rays of light beyond this universe to infinite sentient beings in all realms of existence. Now we draw all the rays of light back into your heart. And visualize this Buddha presence in front of you, coming above your head and dissolving through your central channel into your heart. Your body dissolves into light, into this little bindu, or sphere of light in your heart chakra, which becomes smaller and smaller until it becomes a dot of light, which vanishes into empty space. And remain there in empty spaciousness, resting in pure awareness. And slowly, we come back to the appearance of our body, but much lighter. We recognize that this body is an appearance arising from empty space. We recognize that everything around us is also an appearance arising from emptiness. And we decide to live consciously, to cultivate wisdom and compassion in every one of our actions. We bring our hands together as we dedicate this meditation so that we can continue developing our minds, giving them direction, that we can be of benefit to those around us. Even if the only thing we can do now is quarantine ourselves, let's do it with compassion, transforming it into an action motivated by bodhicitta, so that we can continue using this time for meditation, for practice, so we can continue all the way in this path to enlightenment, not only for our own benefit, but for the benefit of all sentient beings. And slowly we open our eyes and relax, stretch your body.